Okay, the meeting is called to order. Welcome to everyone for coming out this evening. We have, start with a moment of silence, which Ms. Durbin is going to lead us in, and then a pledge of immediate following that.
Please stand and join me in a moment of silence. And now we'll do the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, do we have any modifications to the agenda this evening? All right. Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda this evening?
So moved.
Second. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The agenda is approved. And we have time set aside for residents of the school district to address the board. Do we have anyone this evening? Okay, any others? Come to the microphone, state your name, where you reside, and you have the floor.
Good evening, everyone. Gordon Denlinger, reside at 2121 Main Street in Arbor, PA. Greetings to you all, and welcome back. Here we go, another school year, right? Good to see everybody. Hopefully everybody had a wonderful summer. It's a thrill to be with you. Always thank you for all that you do. Sincerely appreciate your service, board and administration. And I'd just like to offer a little blessing, if I may. Father in heaven, we just thank you so much for the opportunities to serve that you bring our way. Father, we just pray your hand of blessing upon the upcoming school year. We sense your goodness to us in all the bounty that we see around us, the fields. Father, a successful summer in that way. Now, Father, as we head into the fall season, we just pray for the school year, for each student. Father, blessings in their lives for the teachers, and Father, we pray for just a good flow of relationship and harmony and instruction. Pray for the board for their deliberations, Father. Help them to find your wisdom in the decisions that they need to make. Father, we pray you will grant that to them. For the administration, Father, we pray just that you will guide their steps. We thank you also for their dedicated service, some over many, many years. So, Father, we just ask for your blessings to be outpoured on this upcoming school year. And I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. We have a special presentation this evening.
It's my pleasure to introduce Adam Diamond and Sherry Lanahan. Sherry's sort of interning with Adam. Sorry, Sherry.
That's okay.
As I've said to you before, we are so blessed with technology and where we are with technology. And because we jumped in early and built a backbone, an infrastructure, and then the support to also make it work so well, we've had some opportunities in this district that other districts haven't received. And then to couple that with, when you find folks like Adam and Sherry who are just sort of horses in the barn and wanting to run with something, the last thing you do is close the barn door. It's just the opposite. So we open it up to folks like Sherry and Adam, and they have not disappointed. So they have a project that they're sharing with you, and they've asked some of their best assistants to come in and offer some help as well with the presentation. So I'll turn it over to Adam and Sherry.
Yeah. All right. Hello, board, and thank you. I'm just going to talk from here because I have a booming voice, and that way I'm not going back and forth with the presentation here. But why we are here today is to show you a really unique, awesome opportunity that our students had, that not only Mrs. Lanahan and myself had, but also these wonderful students here, and as well as some of their fellow classmates this year. In February, it was brought to my attention that you could sign up through Google to take part in a Google beta. And basically, it's just kind of a testing ground where Google was asking classrooms to test out their Expeditions, which is their virtual reality app. And the one thing since the Expedition app has been released about 3 years now is teachers have always asked, could we create our own virtual reality experience? Can we create our own? Can we have our kids create it? That would be awesome. Google answered with this Google beta, and we took part in it. And I was like, holy cow, they said yes, they accepted us. And now I need to find a group of students. As an instructional technology coach, I no longer had my own group of students, so I needed to find somebody else who was willing to dive into this experience with me. And the first person who came to mind was Mrs. Lenahan here, and man, she took off, and these students took off, and it was amazing. It was an awesome experience. We're gonna show you that experience today, but I'm really here to tell you, and the whole purpose of this is that Google contacted me about 3 weeks ago and said that they are publishing the students' work onto this app. We are one of out of thousands of classrooms around the world that had a chance to take part in this. And they are publishing the work that our students, our fifth and sixth grade students at New Holland, that are in Mrs. Lenahan's class, they're publishing that work, and that is huge. And I just want you to know, I was just speaking up at Penn State Lehigh Valley on Thursday. I was up there at a conference and I was speaking there. And I was asking those professors, what are you gonna do this one day? And I know I've told some of you this before, but it's true. What are you gonna do when one of these students, first day, they're gonna come into your room, you're gonna say, tell me your name, so tell me something cool, and they're gonna be like, yeah, when I was in fifth or sixth grade, I was published by Google. That's amazing. Like, that's huge. And it's happening right here. And they're publishing a project that these students work really hard on called New Holland, PA. The Amish way. And Google challenged us to create an expedition called hashtag love where you live. So we had, that's basically all we got, was hashtag love where you live and go with it. I love Google for that, but it's also, it's hit or miss sometimes, because we were like, Lenahan and I were just looking at each other like, okay, where do we go with this? And then, so I'm gonna pass it over real fast to Sherry here.
Thanks. I'm Sherry Lenahan. I'm our elementary gifted support teacher at our three elementary buildings. So the students that are with me tonight, I'm going to introduce them to you in a moment. These are three of my students that I worked with last year in New Holland, three of my fifth and sixth grade students. There were actually a total of eight students who worked on this piecemeal. When Adam came to me and told me, all we've got is this hashtag, love where you live. I said, okay, well, then we've got a lot of decisions to make about which direction we're going to go with this. So I went back to the kids, and what was great about this is right from the beginning, they had to be thinking on these higher levels. They'd be making decisions about how do we even take where we live and select categories or classifications that would make sense for the rest of the world, because globally anybody could be looking at this. So if they look up New Holland, what types of things are going to stand out. And the kids did a great job kind of bringing this down into different areas. And so we chose education, industry, agriculture, and food. So we wanted to highlight kind of what our education system is like and the wonderful, awesome things we're getting to do, like participate in, you know, a Google beta, but then also reflect the various differences based on the culture of our area. So one of the things really cool at New Holland, and this just happened to be the New Holland class that I was working with, at New Holland, you know, you can stand in New Holland's parking lot and look across the way and there's a one-room schoolhouse, right? So that's a unique piece about the culture of where we live. So it was one of the things that we had chatted about with the students, and then we said, okay, what are we gonna pick? So basically, on the expedition, we had these main categories, and then we had to select places to go to and take large 360 photos that would serve as kind of the entrance point for each of those categories. And then, as Mr. Guyman is kind of moving around there, you see there are like white pinpoint places, okay? And when you touch on one of those, it will zoom into a still picture of that location. And then you see all this text comes up. All of that text and the research behind all of that text is what these guys worked on. So I want to introduce Eloise Taylor to you, and come on over here, and Gavin Zook and John Surdy. and they're a little nervous about talking in front of you. So I told them that I just want them to share what was gratifying about this experience, what was cool about doing this. So before I let them say that, I also wanted to say I loved that in doing this, our students got to take lots of different strength areas of their own. So I have some phenomenal writers that I get to work with. And so this obviously gave those students a chance to write. We have kids who love to research different different things, and they got to do lots of research. But what they also had to do, which is a little more difficult for some of our most advanced learners, actually, is to take a lot of information and be very concise with it, and just pick out the most important parts. Because there was, what was the character limit,
there
Mr. Geiner?
Okay, so so for the introductory paragraph, which is what's for the 360 photo here that I'm showing, and if any of you are getting hungry, I'm sorry. This is our goodies and treats one. But for this introductory paragraph, Google limited you to 500 characters that included spaces. And that is huge, because what they were asking our students was less is more. You had to be able to point out most important thing you want to talk about. And
so we had,
some of them, it
we
was
had
very
to,
hard to
we
do.
We had to really like take a lot of information and then say, oh, like I'd be very very selective about the words that we used and making sure it was our best writing and it was also to the point and it also conveyed the message that we wanted to convey. So I'm very proud of them for the work that they did with that. So Mr. Geiman, let's just kind of show them. I will say this, we were really, really hoping to be able to have the VR goggles here for you, and we wanted all of you to be in these goggles. Like, this was gonna be a lot less intimidating for these guys than you. But it also will allow you to really get the real experience of the VR. When you're using Google Expeditions as a teacher, your students are looking through the goggles. And as the teacher, you're narrating that the part that these guys wrote. So that's how it would be set up. You're just seeing it flat on the screen right now. Mr. Geiman, do you just want to kind of highlight and go through? I don't think we're going to read word for word.
No, we're not.
But let's just kind
word
of
for word,
look at some of the scenes that we selected, and then I'll let these guys share what they wanted to
share. So we really wanted to kind of take a look at the history of New Holland and the surrounding area. And highlight that. But one of the things that I really, like there's a couple points that like I love that they pointed out in the first one, was of course we could have shown Brecknock and Blumhall as well. But the kids chose, no, we're gonna throw up the one room schoolhouse right across the street. Why? Because if this is gonna be published for the world to see, what makes us unique? Why do we love where we live? And New Holland is unique, right across the street, not every school across, you know, they have schools in Bali and in Chicago. They had schools in London that, you know, were all taking part in this. And they might not have a one-room schoolhouse across the street, so they wanted to point that out. Also, one of my favorites, and so that we kind of showed the district through our, through our drone footage, thank you, Jessica, there, for that picture, was in the Good Eats and Treats. This is great. We hit up Lickety Split. We hit up the Dutch Salt Pretzel place. But for me, I love the fact that they focused on the secret donut door at Shady
Maple.
I had no idea.
Before the store opens, yes. You can get in there.
And
it takes you straight back
6 o'clock in the morning.
You don't have to walk through the whole store. You just go straight right back.
I am upset that I did not know.
All these years.
Are you glad you came tonight?
See, now the world opens. And then also, this area in this picture,
I had no idea what it was.
The kids and I, we had this discussion, and I brought this photo to them because this, my wife's from the Philly area, okay? So this still weirds her out. The fact that you can look in your rearview mirror and see a horse while pulling out of a parking spot. And they wanted to point this out, that this is part of our community. It is normal to see a horse and buggy in your rearview mirror. And also the fact that the grocery cart out there, the little kid one off to the left there, is also placed out there because they, you know, just like us, they use them just like we do. And they wanted to show that to the world and how unique. To us, that's just normal everyday life. But the people in Bali or London or Australia, that's not their everyday life. So this is something that's unique. I love the fact that they showed us that we have horse and buggy parking spots. And then, of course, the agriculture. And how you show everything that is this area. So we summed it up in this sign. You go to how many farm stands can you go past and get fresh produce? You can't show pictures of every piece of fresh produce that you can get. But this sign kind of lets everybody know, hey, this is this area. Get fresh produce everywhere. And then our rural town, local industries. And we wanted to showcase Conestoga Wood. We wanted to showcase New Holland.
Also gave us a chance to talk with the students about economics and business, and you know, these are places that you see here where we live, but they have a global impact, and some of them are unaware.
Yeah, never knew what during this. The kids taught me this. This is the second largest cattle auction site east of the Mississippi. It's like, that's crazy. You never knew that. That's in this town. And then finally, our tourist hotspot. I'm not kidding you. This whole thing, this could be thrown up on the New Holland like town website page, because this is basically kind of bringing.
It's a great advertisement.
Yeah, it's great. But like just hitting the flower and craft warehouse, hitting the big sewing conference that comes through this area every year, which I did not realize. And also our antiques. I mean, this is Lancaster County, PA, and I like the fact that we chose this farm, this sunset scene, because it's kind of like the end of a long day of doing all that shopping. This is why people come here. And this is why we love where we live.
So Eloise worked on, we had client students pair up. So they had a partner for their topic. Eloise and her partner were in charge of education. So would you just want to share something that you relate about doing reporting out?
Well, what I found really interesting about doing this, I already knew a lot about the district and what we do here, but I found it really interesting to learn about the Amish and Mennonite schooling and how it's so different to our schooling. Their schools only go up to eighth grade, and at that point, you just go on the farm and farm with your parents. Well, this goes to 12th grade, and then you can go to college or enter into workforce. And then it's one room for eight different grades, which this is three different buildings that kids go to for 12 different grades. And you're with the kids your age and not kids that are 18 or 5.
A lot of comparing and contrasting with our education systems. Yeah, that's great. Gavin was part of agriculture? Yes, agriculture. So what was something you liked about how we did this project?
I just liked all the new facts that I learned while researching this topic, and that's really a lot of
So Mr. Guyman's also putting up on the screen, we had students, as they had to designate their target points, they also had to form questions, because one of the things we want a teacher to be able to do with this VR is ask their student questions after going through it. So they had three different levels of questions that they had to form about their topic and their target area. And so anytime you have to kind of switch that around and think, well, what would be the most important information that I would want, if I was a teacher, I would want my own students to get out of this. So it was another thing they had to do. John, finally, something you really enjoyed about using Expedition?
I think the best part was learning all the stuff about New Holland. Like, I had no idea that Case New Holland was a worldwide business. I thought it was just for maybe the US at most. And I think it was just a pretty fun thing to do during the school year.
Well, thank you so much for letting us share our project with you. And As Mr. Guyman said, this is going to be published on Google's app, their Expeditions app, so we're pretty excited about that. And if you have never had a VR headset on, get a hold of one and just search New Holland. It'll be on there. Mr. Guyman, do you have anything else you needed to say here at the end?
Oh, man, I can talk about this for hours.
I know you can, so I'm going to. That's why I'm trying to.
This video right here is really neat because all the video shows right here is that how, even after they finished it, even after they created this, they gave a chance to actually talk about, they got to present their section to the class. So we kind of passed around the tablet, and it was neat to see because, you know, Sherry and I, we both had our headsets on and we're both looking around. I've got the camera going, and it was really neat because the students became the teacher and then they taught as well. And it was really neat to see. And this is exciting stuff because this type of technology is so innovative, it's so new, and it's so booming right now. And honestly, the fact that New Holland PA is being recognized by Google is kind of, it's really crazy. I love it. And I'm so proud of these guys. This is like the greatest thing. I feel like, man, I wish I was in school today because, man, that to me, that's just an honor.
And I saw that you had shared this
yes.
on there, so they could go back and
yes.
look at that video.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, I won't let them do it. No, we won't show it now.
Okay.
So, all right. But thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any board members, questions, or comments?
I was going to say real quickly that, first of all, thank you guys for doing what you did. I just gave everyone a little funny story about understanding how global our community is. A number of years ago, I was in northern Russia, in the middle of nowhere, on this bus, going through these forests to a camp of orphan children, and way high up, so far north that the sun didn't set in the summer. And I was feeling a little homesick, and I looked over in the woods, and there was a broken down New Holland tractor. I was like, well, there's a little bit of home.
I have a question. So first, thanks for presenting. I think it's fantastic. So my question is, would you prefer, I know Mr. Guyman's kind of pushy, right, and he likes to get his agenda, but I want to know from you, the students, would you prefer learning by doing activities like this or sitting in a traditional classroom with just text and notebooks?
So I think learning in a classroom is important. You get to have a teacher to ask questions to, but I found VR so on a different level. Like, we went to Washington, D.C. this past school year, and we had to write blogs about where we were going to see, what we were going to see. And I think that if we had VR, that would have definitely helped me visualize, because you can't, like, you get pictures of these places, but it's still hard to really know what they are. And
you mean ahead of time?
Yeah, yes. And so I think that would really help people. And even like stories that we're reading, you could find an expedition from the Revolutionary War, and that would really help kids visualize what was going on in that time period.
And then, so, and someone else can answer the next question. So you have, your area was industry.
Yeah.
But then, so I get you, where do you learn the writing skills?
Well, I think those just kind of accumulated over the years of schooling, but mostly those just came from my other 6 years of school. So, yeah.
And then we did revising and editing.
Yeah. We did a lot of troubleshooting to make sure it was good.
That's great. Thank you.
Risks, because it's hard anymore when you're so so governed by so many regulations to step outside the lines. And I appreciate that you do. And I want to thank the students for coming in a week before school. You're here all week early. That's crazy. You should be home and running around the neighborhood. Thank you so much for coming in. I have to say, I could almost dispense with my two-hour presentation to the teachers on Thursday and have these guys do it, because they're emblematic of exactly what we're going to talk about on Thursday, as students as producers of producing information, producing projects. We can do that. This is emblematic of the way we want to open the throttles up on the school district and really do some things different for kids and for families. So this is a perfect example. I can now honestly say this is possible because you guys have just demonstrated it. It's perfect. It's exactly what we want to do with lots of kids. So thank you so much. Great job.
That's great, and through the Spartan Foundation,
yes,
being involved in that, we're blessed to have that, and hopefully get some more projects like that.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Great. Thanks. Yeah, you're welcome to stay, but we understand. Above and beyond. Yeah. Virtually. Okay, so we have the consent agenda before us.
One note on the consent agenda. On the resolution that you have asked me to prepare, I did make one adjustment on my own. Last week we added the word tuition to the be it resolved line. I've also added in parentheses the actual cost to the taxpayers this school year. Those numbers were pretty startling that Keith shared last week, and I thought, you know, we should just embed that right in the resolution. So our local taxpayers who do, if you're a fan of them, do read our resolution or read our minutes, will actually see the numbers, because I think they're staggering. That is a direct cost to the taxpayer, direct cost to the taxpayers. So I included that with your permission. We'll include that in the resolution that we set out.
All right. I was just checking. At the very top line, it just says that the service is free. I didn't know if you wanted to add tuition free on there as well. In bold.
Oh, I see.
The first line in bold.
Yep, we'll add tuition to the bold line there.
All right. Catch. And then, we should, we'll get a motion a second, and then we'll open up for discussion. So, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Now we will, Dr. Mark Ahrens.
Yes, I have the pleasure tonight of introducing Carly DeVries. Am I saying that
correctly?
DeVries. I kept going back and forth. She is a new PE teacher. She's a midterm sub for Stacy Jackson at Breckmack. She was Stacy's student teacher last year and just graduated from Lancaster Bible College. So she's back with us for this semester to kind of continue what she did last semester. So we're very pleased that she's here, and we're going to vote for you and say hi.
Any comments or questions?
Well, I guess I always have a question. It's kind of standard. I've changed it up over the years. If you weren't doing what you're doing right now, what other field might you have been working in?
I think I would go into, I guess it's still along the same lines, but I would be a health and fitness coach. I've kind of done that part-time over the summer, and I've really enjoyed that. So I think that's where I would go.
Okay, thank you.
Well, then, hearing no other discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, now we can officially welcome you aboard.
Thank you.
You're welcome to stay too, or if you need.
Well, she's actually going to be talking with Stacy about lesson planning.
Oh, okay.
So we'll
great.
Let her go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We know how to clear her room.
Maybe the reporter will come back.
Yeah, I think
he's talking to kids.
Action items. PSBA officer election. The board needs to, am I the right thing? No, you know what, I got this whole one down. I kept losing it. I'm like, I didn't remember seeing that before. We did that a while ago. Let me look up under the board. We're ready to report, San Lancaster County Tax Collection.
We did not meet this month. Our next meeting is September 12th.
All right, thank you. Lancaster 11 IU 13, Mr.
Lancaster 11 IU board met on August 8th, 2018. We approved payment of $22.4 million in bills for 1 month. Business service approved 19 new or additions to existing contracts. Early childhood and special education services approved 98 new or additions to existing contracts. And this is the first year in a long time that we've actually gained classrooms in special education services at IU 13. Instructional services, technology service approved 14 new or additions to existing contracts. Instructional services, 3 new contracts were approved. HR committee approved, had approved 5 new contracts. We had 39 resignations of employees, 100 terminations, but most of those were just part-time or substitutes who did not meet their requirements for the year. 2 retirements, hired 187 new employees for the month, had 54 change of position or salary for the month, and approved 2 leave of absences. And as we're going into the school year, the IU has 1,500 employees, and we were pretty pleased that there's only 41 unfilled positions out of 1,500 employees. And that's the best year we've had since I've been on the board. And we believe some of that is some of the programs we put in place for if you're there a certain amount of time, you get a spiff. If you have somebody who you bring on board and they stay a certain length of time, you get a spiff. It's working out pretty well. And I gave each of you the newsletter for the month. If anyone has any questions, I will answer or get you an answer.
Just a question on what did they attribute the increase in classrooms? Just more hired needs students, or just that some school districts aren't operating?
Yeah, there's a couple school districts that found out that how tough it is to run special education classes with the regular classes going on. I know the administrators know some of the noise and especially the noise problems at times. And some districts have just said, nope, we can't do it. We're just going to give it over to the people that specialize in doing that.
Okay. Right, thank you for that report. Lancaster CTC, Mr. Dredd.
No report. We don't meet in July, and the JOC meets this coming Thursday.
And legislative, Mr. Lentz.
Not a whole lot going on, just campaigns, governors and senator races being campaigned across the state. So I forget when in September the state legislature comes back into session, but quiet to that.
Okay. Very good.
I have a question.
Yes,
Mr. Lentz.
Yes.
I'm surprised how quiet our governor's race is. And is there anything you attribute that to?
I don't understand. I don't know if it has been quiet. I mean, Wagner has been out there campaigning. He's just out in Berks County. They were questioning him about education. But other than that, yeah, it hasn't been a whole lot of snowball. Not a lot of slingshotting or anything. It's been it's all going to come at once.
I was going to say, just brace it.
Calm before the storm. Calm before the storm. Even the Senate race, Casey and Arletta, has been relatively quiet. Yeah, I think they're not campaigning, but not a whole lot of advertisements and TV yet, or anything like that. So I think once we get past Labor Day,
yeah,
fasten, hold on.
Yeah, You'll get your fill of
them. That's true.
Thank you.
All right, then I guess superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Unfortunately, I'm going to slow us down a little bit because there is a lot going on from this table. A couple of things. First of all, you may have seen in the paper, and maybe Melissa will have more to report next week. CTC was ranked, is ranked nationally for programming. They do an incredible job. This is the adult program. Ranked with ranked better than many postgraduate kinds of institutions. I think that's pretty impressive. So they're ranked up there with two-year technical schools after the kids graduate. So really, really a feather in the cap of all the leadership over there and all the contributing and sending schools. Second thing is, we're still waiting. Langston newspaper and Chamber of Commerce is still waiting for a commitment from Congressman Smucker for Democracy Day. He is holding off on committing to that at this point, so we're still tentatively planning for that. One October 30th, we'll wait and see.
I had talked to him, and it doesn't look too promising. I don't think he's going to talk to you. I don't know if he has yet.
Yeah. His aide caught me last week at CNH.
Things can change a lot.
There's going to be some discussions.
Yes.
I'm not involved.
I hope he does decide.
I hope he does too. I think it's a great opportunity for students to see, two people respectfully have a dialogue about different opinions. And that's what we need, a respectful, equal conversation where the folks aren't yelling at one another, and it can be a great lesson for kids. So I hope.
I agree 100%.
A couple other things on Neighbors of Saddles, going through my agenda. Congratulations to Board Member Mayo, I'll say that fast three times. She was accepted, as everyone knows at this point, to Leadership Lancaster. That's a great accomplishment. That's competitive. A lengthy application process for that, and we're glad that Dina's going to represent us there. She'll be experiencing a lot of time commitment on her part, many days, full days of learning all about Lancaster County. I believe the mission of Leadership Lancaster is to develop nonprofit members of boards and to grow their leadership skills. So that's exactly what Dean is doing. So she'll be representing us well there with that group of about 80, I think, in the core class. And of course, one of those days she'll be visiting here for Education Day. We've been able to host that the last 3 years. So congratulations, Dean. That's awesome. Next thing I have, I just mentioned it last week. CNH Industrial held a STEM Academy for teachers from across the county. We had about a dozen teachers and myself were there all 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I cannot say enough about CNH. They went above and beyond in terms of what they did, the hours they committed. There were 60 of us, and we went 3 days and had seven to eight sessions a day. They committed literally a one-to-one. They broke us down into groups of four, and every session, every place we went, there were four CNH personnel in the room with us. Incredible commitment, an incredible STEM push. They did an amazing job translating actual processes in their plant, classroom lessons in chemistry and engineering and math. They just did a phenomenal job. So really hats off to CNH. There'll be more coming about that. I know the Lancaster newspaper is going to do another extended write-up. They did do a write-up, and there's a front-page picture of that last week. We want to welcome Officer Michael Specht. He will be replacing Officer Dan Achenbach as the district SRO. He'll begin and today over at Cross Connections. Cross Connections had a reception for our middle school students. I believe that's still going on, actually, over at CrossNet. I said Cross Connections, and then CrossNet. We haven't talked a whole lot about this next item, but there's been a lot of rumblings, both in the paper and the editorials, regarding PIAA and considering trying to eject private schools from competition, or at least competition for championships. The idea being that the private schools have the ability to, in a way, recruit. I think there's some debate about some of that. this seems to be a real big issue on the western side of Pennsylvania. Superintendents over there are making a much bigger stink about this. It's a football area over there, and I think that's really what's driving it. But there is a possibility, there are two possibilities that we should be aware of. One, the real hardball approach to this would be that the schools that did not want to compete against the private schools would start their own league, that there would be a counter or an opposing league to PIAA. The second possibility is that the private schools would not be able to compete for championships and that they would have to compete with themselves for the championships. We haven't really got into the fray too much, especially in Lancaster County in general. We haven't really weighed in heavily, but this has been a lot of conversation, a lot of emails from some of the superintendents on the western side of the state that are really trying to keep this on the front burner. I know Senator Martin also had some information out there about a month and a half ago, in the middle of summer, he was talking about doing some legislation to support this.
I know if you look, it was staggering when you look at the last few years. I think it was a lot of basketball that was quite significant. Teams that came from the eastern part of the state and the western part of the state that was dominated by the
parochial.
That's been an ongoing thing since I was a kid. Talk about it.
That's great.
And Scott Martin wants to support it.
He had a plan. I believe
he's a private alum.
I don't know. He was supporting separated. So I know they do win because my junior and senior year on Catholic we were state champions of football.
It's a dangerous to divide it up. That'd be such a setback for the state.
Personal opinion, I don't have a whole lot of facts. My personal opinion was it does make sense to separate the private schools and create their own league, so to speak. The fracture PIAA would be
a problem.
Now, when I went to Milton Hershey, we were not allowed to compete for any championship. Even our individual athletes could not win a state championship. We had a couple of wrestlers who were absolutely world class and could not win a state championship. And then we have Manheim Central now in our area, which is the best recruiting. They're through the most colleges.
Well, that's one of the arguments as well. What public schools are referring to? So it's something that I'm paying attention to, but I'm not. I've got more important things.
I think the biggest thing that came out, there was some Harrisburg or some athletes transferred in season. Get that straightened out. I think which they made with that'll go a long way. I thought that they had some athletes, football players, that were transferring within season to go to another school. So
there are a number of ways they can attack it. But the western side of the state is pretty fired up because they're football towns, and they lose, and they don't like losing. So there are a number of ways they could approach this. Like I said, I'm just not spending a whole lot of time reading all the documents coming out. Whatever they do, we'll just respond.
I don't see how it has any impact on education, which is the best of the other things.
That's where I am. The next thing I have is some great news. This year, what started at New Holland is now spread throughout the entire school district. All three elementary schools, teachers went out and met kindergarten students this summer, took a book out. The book was called Miss Kindergarten Gets Ready for Kindergarten. The teachers go out, visit with the families, read the book, leave the book, and it's a first contact by our school district with kindergarten families and families that will be with us for the next 13 years. Compliments to all the teachers and administrators. That's obviously done in front of time and an important first way to have a contact with families. Mr. Urban just reported about the IU being short employees. We are also short about 15 SDS paraeducators right now, and that's a lot for us. That's the most we've had. We've always had a full crew or near full crew. Folks are really able to jump around. It's a full job market. So with low percent unemployment, people can sort of call their shots. We had a little bit more moving around of teachers this year because of that as well. As we talked earlier in the year, some of the teachers that left us were going to school districts where they lived because of it. And we're also short with the with the SDS partner. So if you know folks who are interested, send them my way.
And am I right, you are not offering benefits at any Blanco?
Right. It's not Blanco benefits, it's through SDS.
It's through SDS and see it at the IU. We are at Blanco. You know, you get school district benefits.
Of course, we went to the SDS in the middle of the recession exactly. 7 years ago and outsourced our parents. That could be part of the equation. The reality is those folks have a tough job. Some of them are literally getting hit and dirty, and it's a rewarding job in many ways, but it's also very stressful and very difficult. So we'll take anyone who's interested in trying to help us.
And I've reported already that in some of our classrooms, those people wear hockey goalie protective equipment.
That's true.
For 14 bucks an hour.
The next thing I have, I just want to announce some more good news. Rachel Weaver, some of you may know Rachel Weaver, was hired for the Head Start program that we're doing. She was hired only on August 6th. She's actually an employee of the Community Action Program Works. She'll work out of the CrossNet office, so she'll actually have two supervisors, one through CrossNet and one through the Community Action Program. And of course, the whole thing is paid for by Head Start. This is the home visitor that's going to go out and reach out to families. The official title is Family and Development Specialist. Currently, Rachel is doing some training and starting to take references for families that need. So, again, another one of our pins that we're putting in place to support our families and hope to get that kindergarten readiness where it needs to be. The last thing I have is just to make you aware, in your blue folders last week, I shared with you a hard copy of potential goal areas and focus areas for the coming school year. It's a bit aggressive, I think. But some of those areas we have sort of started already, and some of them are carryovers from last year. Take some time to look at those, and I'm happy to take any adjustments or make any adjustments to them. With the new contract that you've awarded me, we do need to follow some new rules that are in place, and we have to post these goals on our website, which I'm not doing at all. I think they're good goals. I think they're, perfectly capable of being transparent. So we want to get those posted sometime in September so folks know where we're placing a lot of our focus and emphasis. So take a look at those. If you have some feedback or questions, if you can get them to me, and we'll officially approve those. I'll ask for us to take action on those in September. And I believe that concludes my report. A couple of announcements. Of course, teachers are back officially tomorrow, although the buildings have been busy. We've had a lot of traffic in here the last week and a half with some trainings, and bus drivers were back last week. Trainings today with private educators. Teachers officially back tomorrow. The official school opening will occur on Thursday. Board members are welcome to attend. We have breakfast starting at 7:15. 8:30 is the official kickoff in the auditorium. If any board members can make any part of that, that would be wonderful. Mr. Goder will be there to make comments. I will be outlining what I think is the appropriate new vision and next sort of evolution for us here, looking at customized learning for our kids, looking at our kids as producers and not just consumers of information, really developing a vision that puts our kids on multiple pathways to graduation instead of the single diploma, credentialing students, badging students, and getting them additional support, additional credentials behind their diploma. So that's what we'll be talking about. I have invited the Lancaster newspaper in for that opening, as well as members of the Hourglass, who sponsored Tom Freeman. We'll be using part of the Tom Freeman video with faculty and some other partners from the community. I've invited to come and listen to the vision of the school district. If you can be there, just let me know. I won't call anyone out right now, but if you can be there, she's let me know, and we'll do that to acknowledge you. I think that concludes everything. We do need to have a very brief executive session, and we can do that right here. I'll just, as soon as Kyle steps out, we can talk privately. It's an executive session, Kyle, for a legal matter that the district has, but I think we did have some updates on it. That concludes my report.
I did notice you had included the enrollment statistics here. I knew sometimes it was there anything discuss what matters. We're in pretty good shape with that.
We're okay. We're not seeing the huge burp that we saw that one year. It's still settling out. We have a steady flow, but it's going both ways. We've got families leaving about the same schools are coming in. So we're pretty net neutral.
Okay.
I have one question. You have homeschool, you only have. How many do we actually have in the school? I thought it was around 350.
It is. This is just, these are withdrawals. We had five students withdraw that withdrew to homeschool.
Okay. Very good. I'm sure you'll keep us posted if there's any sudden changes.
Absolutely.
Any other comments, questions? All right, then. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.